This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine's president and United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres called on Wednesday for the extension of a deal with Moscow that has allowed Kyiv to export grain via Black Sea ports during Russia's invasion. President Volodymyr Zelensky said after talks with Guterres in Kyiv that the Black Sea Grain Initiative was necessary for the world, and the UN chief underlined the importance of the deal to global food security and food prices. Total Energy's refinery deliveries were suspended Wednesday. The electricity output reduced and train services disrupted. In the UK, Francis McGuire tells us why.
Strike action brought more disruption to France on Wednesday. Refinery deliveries were suspended at Total Energy, while electricity output was reduced and train services hit. It comes after a nationwide day of industrial action brought record numbers of people onto the streets. Around 1.28 million took part in a sixth day of protests Tuesday. They marched against a draft law that would see the pension age delayed by 2 years to 64. The action comes at a key moment as President Emmanuel Macron wants Parliament to adopt this plan before April.
Protesters in Tbilisi are rallying against the foreign agents law, which critics say signals an authoritarian shift.
Thousands of people staged large-scale protests in Tbilisi, Georgia, on Wednesday. Some protests were violent. They're rallying against pending legislation dubbed the foreign agents law, which critics say signals an authoritarian shift that harms Georgia's chances of closer ties with Europe. Georgia's parliament on Tuesday passed a first reading of the legislation.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron reporting.